Yay!
Yay, five.
Yes.
Scott, the other one's Elliot, and I'm Jared.
Yeah.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, should we talk about the three listeners we have?
Yeah, bring them up.
Yes.
We've got three emails this week, and in chronological order. The first one was someone that's not really that surprised that he listens. He's the third brother. It was Elliot and my brother, Scott, who is not related to Scott at all.
No.
But he's related to the other two of us. And his email was correcting us on our mistake about the yellow sign being associated with dairies. It was not, it was Woods Dairies. But he was not aware that it was half-inched. I believe it was, in fact, Jeff that half-inched it. But that's another story.
Yeah, and probably drunk on his way home from the pub or something.
Or with a little curry bag in his hand.
Yeah.
And Dick the Milk did not have a sign as such. He had his milk float.
Yeah.
Was there not a sign on the milk float, though? Surely.
There probably was, but Jeff probably nicked that.
And he signs off with, keep on spotting. Yes, we will try to.
We will, yes.
We shall try to keep on spotting.
Well, it would be kind of difficult to stop what with us being terminal spuds.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, while that settles in and people try and find a definition for that.
Yeah.
Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Yes.
How are you, Michelle? Hello.
She thinks that your English accent is sexy stuff.
Does she? She hasn't told me that.
Yeah, she did. She mentioned it.
Oh, well, you know, it's a natural thing.
Yeah. And she was still talking about the PSP.
Yes.
Would you like to hear the update on my PSP story?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I went and bought a new one. I know, what can I say? I went and bought it yesterday, and, and I would love to tell you what it's like and hold it in my hands, but unfortunately, Vic's got it. She's, she's on the balcony playing Lumines, or Lumines, or whatever it's called. We call it Lumines. All the shining. So she's, playing puzzly games with it. Uh-huh. So I'll tell you how wonderful it is. But there is, I've updated the firmware on it as soon as you get it out of the box, and it says updated version 2, plugged into my home wireless, and it updated, and now apparently it's got a web browser, which is nice. And apparently it plays H.264 files, AVC H.264 with MP3 audio, maybe AAC audio as well, which
cute.
By the way
yeah.
is good. H.264, fantastic. So, so next week, hopefully, Spodders, I will have some settings for you available to test out, because I will be getting some TV episodes onto that thing this week so that I can watch stuff in the mornings.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
Marvellous.
Right. Ned!
Ned!
Hello, Raging Ned. Wet string overload monster!
Yes, he's wet
apparently.
String overload. Yeah, Ned's in the Channel Islands and he has wet string internet. Keep the string wet, otherwise his bandwidth goes down.
Maybe that's some kind of noodly appendage.
There's a noodly appendage
going on there.
Yes.
Maybe he is a pastafarian.
Anyway, moving on from Ned's biological issues, he suggests we do the spods at 64 kilobits per second, given that it's just voices. Well, that's fine, but it's not just voices.
Yeah, so, it's the soul.
Yeah. I might try it. We could do a Ned-specific version.
Yeah, we could do
a lower bitrate.
I think we should do an AAC version as well.
Do you?
With chapters.
With chapters, yes, and different pictures and stuff.
Or not.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yeah,
it does.
Not one of us is doing the odd work.
Though. Since none of us actually have much, free time.
I'm looking at you. I mean, he's the one without the Mac, so...
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. That could be tricky.
And that's
anyway.
In the background is Vic leaving the balcony to,
No, don't leave the balcony!
Yes,
okay.
Should we do 64K?
No.
Not MP3, we shouldn't.
No. I should also mention, I got an email from an old friend of mine that I went to university with. Let me just find it.
Well, while you're
yes.
doing that, I will mention, 64K mono is the same as 128K stereo. So maybe we could do it. Mono.
But then you'd only get half the song, surely.
We're doing mono anyway, aren't we?
Oh, that's painful. No, we're stereo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it goes out in stereo.
Only the song there. How weird.
The song, okay. The song's the pain, you see.
Yeah.
We could mix it down.
We're not going to stop doing music.
No, we could mix it down to mono, but I think that would detract from the listening experience.
Yeah. Anyway, you have a letter.
Yes, a friend of mine from university says he's been listening, so we're four listeners, whoa.
Fantastic.
But apparently we're not overly exciting.
I find that difficult to believe.
Yeah. If you find us overly exciting, please let us know.
Tigers?
Yes.
I've juggled tigers. Well, no, I had a tiger sat on my lap, a real live tiger on my lap. That was nice.
You should have juggled it.
It would have killed me. It might have only been
yes, I know.
But it would have been all the better for the experience.
It might have only been
we couldn't have had an exclusive.
I think we should put a photo of a tiger, put a link to the photo in the channel, just so people can see what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not the photo of the ladyboys.
No.
Pardon? Hey, what?
Wrong brother. Wrong brother.
Moving on.
Yes.
Right, so yes, letters, please keep sending. Spodcast@spodcast.org.
And apparently, your letters that you will send to spodcast@spodcast.org may be more interesting than us, more exciting, so Stutt's old university friend can.
Yes, Garth. And hello to Joker and Calvin, his wife and son.
And Spiderpop told me that his dad's a fan of the show, so there you go.
Oh, five listeners! Oh!
Yeah.
It's growing, you see.
We have, looking through the log files, an awful lot of different countries listen to us.
We do. Or are they just, you know, arriving, looking at it and saying, oh, it's pink, that can't be good.
Yeah. No, they download the file.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's not pink, it's salmon.
It's salmon, is it? I'm very sorry.
It's like brain food, but...
Although,
anyway.
We do have Dave doing us a new logo.
Do we? Oh, cool.
Yes, we do. Yes. More about that next week when Dave will possibly be a guest.
Hey, oh, let's do that. Rock. Yeah.
That's Dave Allsop of DaveAllsop.co.uk fame. Pimp the site on the podcast.
Yes.
Another link for the site, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. What order are we talking about this stuff then?
You can see
we prepare well.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go in order that they're written down?
Well, we could go straight to pimping the podcast, seeing as we're talking about our listeners.
That's true, we could.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to talk about there.
Tell all your enemies.
You know, we should talk to each other outside this thing.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you want to get your friends to listen to the podcast, we the podcast, we would be exceedingly grateful. We want to waste as much bandwidth as possible on sharedserver.net. Because they give us all this bandwidth, we might as well abuse it. Get your friends to listen. Get your friends, your family, your dog. Are you talking about?
Actually, what you could do is you could mail in to spodcast@spodcast.org, right? Yeah. Mail in, tell us that you're telling your friends to listen to us, and we'll say hello for you.
To them.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah.
So that to them, or just mention you and make out like we're old best buddies or something, even if we've never met you.
Yeah, name check.
Just to make you seem as sad as we are.
Yeah.
We will name check people if they tell us they're getting new listeners.
Because we really are that shameless.
And tell us where and when you listen to the show. Because we aim to record sort of Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have the rest of your lives to listen. Tell us.
Yeah.
Do you ride a bike?
And if you're still in 2008, really, you should have stopped listening to us by now.
Do you ride the dog while you're listening?
Yeah.
Does the dog ride a bike?
The world
while you're
has moved on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And now we can go back into order.
Can we? Okay, I'm gonna have to time this one. So go for it.
Guy, this is the R-Factor one, isn't it?
Indeed it is, yes.
Yeah, it was finally released, we've played it, and we thought we'd talk about what we thought of it.
Because I have a few issues. You don't.
You have a few issues.
It wouldn't be a day if you didn't have a few issues.
A few issues like keeping the car in a straight line, Adrian.
Yeah. Have you bettered my lap time in that car yet? What is it? Running at... Turban riding the bucket at Turban. 2 minutes 12 seconds to be. Oops, it's easy.
Oh, I'll tell you what has come out.
Yeah.
The fabled F3 mod. Formula 3-tastic.
Well, I think they should fix the problems first.
What problems?
Mirror.
The mirrors.
Mirrors? Yeah, distorted mirrors.
Distorted mirrors.
There's a lens-like effect on the mirrors that means that you can see the whole road on a small mirror.
A fishbowl like type thing.
Yeah.
Fisheye lens. Yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But Jared doesn't like it.
No, makes it look unrealistic.
I suspect that is a configurable option in an INI file somewhere. I'll get back to you on that.
The whole thing was configurable.
Pretty much.
Mostly, yes, it is. Yeah.
And the one thing that makes me want to punch it repeatedly, that I think is a severe omission, is the lack of over-the-bonnet view. I have a steering wheel on my desk. I don't want to see one on the screen as well. I want the screen to be the windscreen, so I can see the bonnet. Maybe the mirror.
You want a bonnet cam.
And a HUD.
Bonnet cam, HUD, and fake mirrors, yeah.
Well, again, surely if it's all configurable, that might be something you can...
I don't want to have to do it. I'm sorry, but you can know honestly. I mean, there comes a point. Simple is sometimes better.
Well, yes, I can't argue with that.
I want to sit in the car, configure it in less than no time, get the downforce and all that sort of technical stuff. Yeah, I don't mind playing that stuff after a few laps, but I don't have to get into the INI files and configure it before I can race.
You don't have to rewrite the game to get it to look how you want it to.
Yeah.
Now, if anyone else has modded it, anyone else out there has modded it, I'll take that.
Okay.
I shall ask around on some forums.
Yeah.
And see what we can work out, because there is a nose cam, but that's crap. That's a nose cam.
Nose cam's rubbish, especially when you're behind another car. You just see their rear butt. Yes, you see their bumper, and that's all you can see. You can't plan an overtake. You can't.
In the
my pizza.
In the open wheel. Central sitting. What do they call them? Formula cars.
Yeah.
Right. I can handle the driver view from that because it is basically.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's Grand Prix Legends-y. I can live with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can totally see why you want a bonnet cam because apart from anything else, all the graphics inside the car, you could argue a waste of frames per second.
Well, except they don't redraw it every frame.
They do.
No, and also it reduces the amount of external detail with high polygons. So it reduces the...
Yeah, it means they can give a faster frame rate, the more of the screen that's static.
Yeah, I'm not sure how static it is, really.
It's lower polygon rate, significantly.
It's flat as well.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Apart from that, it's a great game.
It's good.
And if all we can find to pick fault on is me ranting about a couple of graphics things, that's nothing.
The game itself really does play smooth. They weren't lying when they said that the levels load so much faster than everything else.
Yeah, you do get in and play pretty much. That's worth it.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. When you're online as well, when you're hosting online, because when I was playing GTR with Rory, 5 minutes of the session would be gone before he would actually be able to get into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With our factor, you are in fact talking about 1 minute of the session.
Although I do recommend Skyping in the background.
The Skypey the Bush Instant Messenger is a handy thing to have when you're racing against a mate.
Bought by eBay yesterday.
Oh, they didn't just mention that.
Yeah.
eBay bought Skypey.
Yeah.
Did they pay for it over PayPal?
$2.6 billion? I don't think so. That would have been a hefty account
frozen instantly, and it would have been it would have been justice right there of the poetic variety.
No, it was a combination of stock and cash. It was
half stock, half cash.
But more on that later. Mm. As I'm sure over the next few weeks we'll find out exactly why they want it.
I don't see the point at all.
It's a bit confusing.
I don't get it at all.
I suspect they bought it because they didn't want Google to have it.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at PayPal. What use is PayPal to them? Well, it feeds into eBay. What use is Skype? Well, you can charge for it with PayPal. That's basically it.
Skype already uses PayPal to charge.
Do they?
That's how you do it.
Oh, I haven't actually paid for anything on Skype yet.
Yeah, well, not
really. Maybe they're looking at a voice bidding.
Possibly,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it would never work. But,
It's possible they're actually after the technology rather than the, you know, they've got some ideas for other products based around the same technology.
Email addresses, $12 a piece.
No, they can't do that. They've inherited a privacy policy.
No,
they'd have to give customers an opt-out.
Apparently they were considering doing it.
Well, if they do, I'll be opting out of that.
Yeah. I think eBay, in my opinion, are basically evil.
Like Google.
Google? No, I don't have a problem with Google.
Don't
Google
you?
Google provide a service. I like Google.
Well, so do
you
eBay.
eBay do not. eBay provide a disservice.
Yeah,
okay.
Have you ever tried complaining to eBay about something illegal that they're not supposed to be selling?
No.
Because they say...
But mainly because I don't really care.
If you sell this, it's illegal and you will go to hell and it will kill you and people want to spike and all that kind of stuff. And yet, if you complain to them that somebody's doing that, nothing happens.
Well, they need to have... You know, the number of complaints they must get is probably mostly automated.
Yeah.
They won't act on every single one. They'll need a certain threshold of complaints before they actually do something.
I'm talking about people selling fan subs, which is just wrong.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it is wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to move on. Time's marching on. I think we should have a song now.
A nice little music.
Yeah. Sing us a song, Jared.
No. I'm going to ask someone called Jessica King to sing us a song. That's usually a good sign. as per usual, we hit the Podsafe Music Network, I came across this lovely lady who basically has a very nice voice, good tune. Thought I'd play it.
My pizza just arrived.
Right, while Jared eats his pizza, enjoy this song.
If I had one wish, I'd wish that I had none. Then I'd be with you, and my wishing would be done. If I had one dream that I could share with you, I'd hold you in my arms, and with dreaming I'd be through. If I could go back on all the choices I made, I'd say I was sorry and that I was to blame. I was to to blame. If I had one night that I could spend with you, I'd make it last forever and I'd never betray you. Thank you. wish that I had none. Then I'd be with you, and my wishing would be done.
Okay, that was One Wish by Jessica King. If you like it, visit our website, buy a CD, you know.
All the usual stuff.
Yeah. Right, onwards. Apple! We love Apple.
Yes. Yes. Although the new telephone...
Oh, yeah, but the Nano...
Oh, the Nano, absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I've got to say, Steve Jobs, ultimate showman.
Oh, yes. I'm so annoyed he's not going to Paris this year.
he is going to Paris.
Well, he's going to Paris, but he's not doing his wonderful keynote. I would love to have seen... I think, in my opinion, they cancelled the keynote where he was going to release the Nano to bring the Nano forward to actually make the rocker phone interesting. Because it wasn't going to be. It's just a Motorola phone.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, but it's basically just a phone with a button that launches an iTunes thing.
And apparently it's been hacked. Apparently you can take the application off that and put it on the Motorola phones.
Well, that took a long time, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but ignoring the lemon, let's talk about the Nano.
You know that Steve Jobs is Satan, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
Satan
has all the best toys.
He does, yes. And the best toys, apparently.
So,
iTunes, yeah.
The Nano.
It's a perfect form factor.
It is. I'm just trying to find the actual dimensions of it. 3.5 by 1.6 by 0.27 inches. And it weighs 1.5 ounces.
Yeah.
And it's in metric.
It's basically the width of a pencil. And small enough to fit into that little coin pocket thing that jeans have that no one ever uses.
Yeah.
No, that's ridiculously small.
Isn't it just?
It's amazing.
But
what you're saying is you could comfortably smuggle these things from one country to another, anally.
Absolutely. Well, if you so desire, I wouldn't want to be there when it comes out. But So 2 gig version, 500 songs supposedly, and a 4 gig version, which is 1,000 songs.
And in centimetres, it is 8.9 centimetres by 4.1 centimetres.
For those enlightened countries.
42 grams.
Yeah.
7 millimetres thick.
Which is lovely.
Which is still about the same width as a pencil.
Yes.
Thinner than a pencil.
It's good to have standards.
Yeah.
But I have to say...
I saw it on their website and I thought, that looks sweet. That does look sweet.
They've put it next to a pencil on the photo/mock-up image, and they've made the pencil a hell of a lot shorter.
They have to shorten the pencil.
They've shortened the pencil. Anyway.
Couldn't they have just used the top bit of a pencil?
Well, that's what I thought, but you wouldn't know it was a pencil then. It'd just be a bit of rubber stuck on a stick.
He's right.
Anyway.
I meant the pointy end is quintessentially pencil-like.
It is pencil-like, yes. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah, no, what 4 gig black one?
Yeah.
Just for me podcasts and daily music.
Get a black one, listen to this podcast on it. That's all you need to do. That's your homework for the week, people. Oh, and while you're at it, get one for me too.
And me.
Engraved podcast.org on the back for us, the one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a rich, beneficial sugar daddy listener out there that can buy us all iPod
Can
nerds.
We not have a sugar mummy?
Oh. Is this man just even got an iPod?
No, I don't. I don't think I have any Apple hardware.
That's just wrong.
You have some Apple memory.
Huh?
You have some Apple branded RAM.
I bet I don't.
I bet you do.
I bet I don't.
Yeah, okay, look, that could go on for a while. So
I bet Stuck took that one.
Yeah, because the original Apple one was only 128. And
I wouldn't have taken that.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that didn't work that I shoved in the bin.
but you still had it.
In the bin.
Yeah.
Anyway. Nano. Very nice. Fantastic. Rocker. Not
somebody
so nice.
Buy me one.
Yes. Right,
so there's
onwards.
Another Spotcast.org recommend is the iPod Nano.
Yeah,
yeah. We've never seen one, but we like it.
Mm.
Did we recommend our fact? I think we do, don't we?
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Okay, let's go to Rat DVD. What's Rat DVD?
Oh, Rat DVD is a rant.
Yes.
Right, Rat DVD is basically an AVI-like...
container.
Sort of, yeah. It's an AVI-like container for DVD.
Oh, I heard of this a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned it back then, when I first came across it. I've since tried it, and God does it suck donkey.
Does it?
Well, I mean, it's a really good idea, right? Because what you're doing is you're preserving all of your DVD menus and extras and chapters and all of that, and distributing them in
this
a compressed
this is for backing
form.
Up. This is for backing up DVDs, yeah?
No, it's for legally available.
I think it is actually for specifically designed for copying.
Oh right, okay.
And distributing across bandwidth rather than backing up.
Oh, right.
Otherwise, why would you want to shrink it that much?
So it's for copyright-free stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, all of those demo DVDs you get that are totally copyright-free and stuff,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Lots of them around the bag.
And yeah. I really wish that I could download those demos because, I mean, that would be so nice to have some copyright-free DVDs in a 1.8 gigabyte format that I can only play on Windows Media Player.
Exactly.
Is it limited? It's not, is it?
It is totally.
Oh, that's not good.
It uses DirectX or whatever.
Is it open source?
Nope.
No.
So there's no chance of porting?
No. It's nothing, really. It does. And it is. The quality you get off it is absolutely abhorrent.
Right.
No, really. Because an AVI, it would be like a standard, well-ripped, well-compressed AVI, H.264, la la,
yeah.
Would be vastly inferior.
Yeah. Right.
Totally. But you'd miss out on not having the menus and the chapters and like, who cares, really, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean...
And it doesn't even play in all DirectX compatible, you know, your, what do they call it, Direct Show.
Doesn't it?
Compatible players. Because I've tried it on Zoom Player and got nowhere.
Oh,
but Zoom Player isn't Direct Draw. Zoom Player uses M Player, doesn't it?
No.
I thought Zoom Player had a Direct Draw mode.
Oh, right.
You can switch it between different rendering engines or whatever you want.
You can,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
even if you use the WMV one or whatever they call it, WMR or whatever.
Right.
Who knows what they call it. Even if you use that, you're still using FFD Show to decode your videos, your DivX and stuff.
So it's rubbish.
Yeah.
So Rat DVD is basically rubbish. And
is it free?
I think so.
I'm just wondering
free
what,
or
what
I've
they're
got
trying,
a demo
they're trying
something.
To get something out
but,
of it. Or,
it's free. No, he was just trying to make a new format so that he could be hailed as a new hero that rescued peer-to-peer video piracy.
Oh, right,
and
we failed there, didn't
he? Yeah, well, he failed because he targeted Windows. Windows might be the machine on most people's desktops. Go for where the money is, or go for where the bandwidth is. Money's in the Mac, bandwidth is in Linux.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And if you're going to be seriously into piracy, then you don't want to be stuck on Windows.
No.
Tip of the day from Elliot.
I was about to say, so I'm told. Because, you know, apart from
anyway.
Else, you're going to want a configurable firewall or something.
Yeah, let's talk about cricket.
Yes.
Do we have to?
Just a quick mention.
Seeing as Rat DVD is rubbish, you might go on to the fact that we're not rubbish at cricket.
Anymore. Yes.
We've done a Paula Yates.
Have we?
Oh, that's sick.
That is...
sick bastard.
We fucked the and brought back the ashes.
Oh, dear. Right. Okay. Was that all we wanted to say about cricket? Because I think that's enough.
I'm sorry, but that's probably not the first time somebody's mentioned cricket and Paula Yates in the same sentence.
It's the first time we have.
Yes.
And the last.
Are they replacing the dead bloke with a reality show?
Oh, is that what Rockstar In Excess is
about? Yeah, be the new Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, at 60th, they sound more masturbating, why not?
Allegedly.
And if you do that, you get more points, I think.
Anyway,
yes.
Yes.
Still,
what else
if
do you
I
want
were going
about?
Out with Paul Yates, I'd toss myself to Jack.
Yes.
That's tip number two.
Oh, he's on form tonight.
Okay. I think we're done, aren't we?
I think we should be.
Yes. Well and truly. So, yeah. I'm thrown completely.
Keep going,
Oh, Spooks! Spooks! Gotta mention Spooks. Spooks started again on BBC TV last night.
Ah.
And it's looking to be just as good as the last one.
Oh, isn't there a new series of Hex coming on soon as well?
Is there?
Yes, there is. That's what I
heard. That's one to watch out for. If you haven't seen Hex, go and find a copy because it is great.
Chunky.
Yes.
Hot, chunky lesbo action.
Anyway.
Speaking of sweary words, didn't you mention sweary words?
Yeah.
Yes.
For all those who don't listen to the Daily Source Code by...
which is Spadge, basically.
Adam Curry. Yep,
that's me.
Yes, the rest of the world does.
Because all podcasts are lame.
Yeah.
including this one.
Especially, yes.
Ask our listeners, we're boring.
I can't remember
we're
what...
We're amateurs as well.
Yes. Whereas Adam Curry is a professional.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
What do you mean? Anyway, he gets paid to do this?
No.
Yes.
That's the difference,
well,
surely.
He owns a company that does it, so... Oh. Is that getting paid to do it? I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
Apple pays him to do the pod
I don't think
stuff.
We need to get into Adam Curry's financials. He only lives down the road.
He's doing all right for himself.
I'll go and knock on his door and ask him what he gets paid to do.
He's just down the road from you, isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, yesterday,
to be honest,
don't
yeah.
step him.
Absolutely. Yesterday, he was talking about. Actually, I can't remember what he was talking about, but
there was a news item with a guy in the background who said, "What are you going to fucking sort it out?" And the newscaster went,
"And he said, well, you know, when did fuck become a bad word?" And I have to agree with him. And it's the same with all swear words, you know, it's a sticks and stones thing, you know. We put too much emphasis on it, I think.
I think
swearing is one of those things where it's only cool because you're not allowed to do it.
No.
Was it Monty Python? It was, wasn't it? It was at Chapman's funeral when they were all doing the speeches afterwards. And I think it was Eric Idle who went up on the stage and said, just started the speech off with, "I'd just like to be the first person to say the word fuck." Everybody laughed.
And then Michael Palin said, "I want to be the first." John Cleese did it first. And I believe it was Michael Palin who said, "I would like to be the second person to say fuck at the funeral." And that was it. It's the Pythons. What are you going to do?
But I don't understand it.
Fuck them.
Absolutely. here we go, 28-year-old. What are the adults worried about? Are we, you know, that we'll hear the word go out and, you know, fuck?
Well, yes, that was in fact the reason. The reason was it was the Puritan backlash, where they decided to remove all suggestive words from literature. They decided to start wearing clothes that would not incite the blood to rise. They decided that...
You're talking about Victorian Britain, aren't you,
it's pre-Victorian. It was the puritanical stuff around the Civil War. But Elizabethan, you were allowed to swear as long as it was in humour, or in, you know, Shakespeare did it, for God's sake. For fuck's sake.
Well, I mean...
I will Firk and ferret him. What do you think he was saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's an episode of The Simpsons where Bart goes to Sunday school and they talk about hell, so when he gets home, he's going around the house going, "Hell, hell, 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 hell," because he can.
And there's also the episode of the South Park where the Knight of 1,000 shits.
Yeah. So, it's just bizarre. I don't understand it.
We were toying with the idea of playing that clip, but then we thought maybe his show isn't Podsafe.
Yes.
So maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean...
I think the sheer irony of it would be too great, and therefore we can't play it, just because it's more ironic to not play it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If you want to hear it, listen to the Daily Source Code for Monday the 12th of September, which he actually reposted.
Yeah, with an error message.
Which was bizarre, because I managed to get it on Monday, so I don't know why...
Yeah, I was listening to it this morning on my iPod.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so yes, we're done then.
Oh, one more thing about swearing.
Oh, God, there's more.
I'm recently watching Team America again, because it's so
still haven't seen that.
Oh, you really, 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 really fucking should. I mean, and I realised swearing, they say it's not big and it's not funny. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Swearing, it swearing, is big, it is
big
clever,
and it's
it
funny.
Yes.
It's big, fuck
it's
yeah!
Clever, it's funny.
Okay.
So, yes, that's all I needed to say about fucking swearing.
Yes. Right, so thanks for listening. We apologise for all the swearing.
Yeah,
or do we?
Other podcasts that don't swear are available.
Light a match, Martha.
What?
You're not listening to the Daily Download. If for all of you who don't listen to podcasts, that's you, idiot. There's a guy called Chris Rockwell, who does the Daily Download, where he podcasts from his toilet and talks about his toilet habits. And the opening is, warning, this show is adult in nature, so you better get a fucking mummy note. And then light the match, Martha. And then he goes into his very inner box rant on toilet habits.
Yeah.
Which, if I've got my garage band set up, I have actually got a Chris Rockwell button to make me sound like I'm sitting in a toilet. But,
okay.
Too marvellous.
That, yes. We're really happy that's not ready. Anyway, we should actually, you know, if you listen to this podcast, if you like this podcast, we know we've introduced many to the genre.
Yeah.
Go out and find more. There are thousands out there now talking about everything from 101 things to do with baby wipes.
My girlfriend got me to download knitting podcasts.
Did she? I'm surprised you're still alive and sane. And stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. See you all next week if we're still, on the air. Hey, you lot. Bye. Fuck off.
Now fuck off.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
Go outside.
Yes.
Have a life.
Go outside and have a life. Why? Anyway. I wonder if anyone listens past that point.
They do because of Dawn and Drew.
Do they?
Yep.
What did Dawn and Drew do then?
Dawn usually says a little message after she says goodnight and connect. And then after the music.
That says it all. I listen to that. I've never heard it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, anyway, we should probably stop now because this is costing me money.
Good night, Internet.
Bye.
Bye.